And now back to the news. In this section, we have news relating to education and opportunity in Norfolk. We hear about a TV presenter launching a scholarship, finance issues with some schools and schemes to encourage graduates to stay in Norfolk.
Jake Humphrey has pledged his support to aspiring journalists from disadvantaged backgrounds by launching a scholarship with the University of East Anglia. Norfolk-born and bred sports presenter Mr. Humphrey and his wife Harriet will support one student a year with their fees and living expenses throughout their course. The scholarship, which is offered to those studying for a film or television qualification, has always been a dream for Mr. Humphrey. This scholarship is for the people who think going to university is impossible and wouldn't be able to do it without this support, said Mr. Humphrey. University felt impossible for me, and I promised myself if I ever was in a position to help someone in a position that I was in, then I would. Mr. Humphrey said his own success, which saw him grow from a presenter on Norwich satellite station Rapture TV to presenting BT Sports Champions League coverage, was thanks to people taking risks about his potential. I didn't have a degree or contacts in the industry, he said. It was someone from the BBC who took a risk and brought me down to London, and another person on Sport who took me from children's television. It's the same for me. It's a financial risk, but I think the people offered this opportunity will grab it with both hands. He added, it breaks my heart that talent out there is lost because university just isn't an option. It's my dream to see someone start their course this year and in 3 years' time be at their graduation and meet their family. Mr. Humphrey is offering a further chance to UEA students thanks to a partnership with his production company Whisper Films. At the beginning of the second year, the brightest media student on the course, irrespective of financial background, will be offered work experience with the multi-million pound agency, as well as mentoring from Mr. Humphrey. A final student will also be offered a year-long contract with the company.
A small academy trust, which has announced redundancies at all of its schools in the past month, is going into partnership with a larger trust to secure its future. Norwich-based Diversa Multi Academy Trust said that it was starting a new partnership with Evolution Academy Trust, also based in the city. The official partnership will begin immediately, but the eventual goal for both trusts is a merger, which could happen during the next academic year pending consultation with the Department for Education, the Regional Schools Commissioner and the public. It comes amid a turbulent time for Diversa, which has since Easter announced redundancies among the teaching assistants at Angel Road Infant and Junior Schools and Bignell Primary School, as Claire Jones leaves to take up a new post at the Norwich-based Right for Success Trust. All the schools will be overseen by a partnership board comprising trustees from both Diversa and Evolution. The Evolution Academy Trust runs five schools in Norwich, including Wensome Junior School and Cossey Infant and Junior Schools, four primaries in the Lowestoft area and one near Great Yarmouth.
A high school is asking its community for help raising thousands of pounds for a new grab-and-go dining block after the project was given the go-ahead by councillors. Thorpe St Andrews School and Sixth Form submitted the proposals for a new dining block to address shortfalls in its catering arrangements for students. The proposals have been approved by Broadland District Council. But the school in Laundry Lane says it has limited funding for the project and will need help to see it through to fruition. It has secured funding to build the new facility but has launched a crowdfunding campaign to help equip it. The campaign website states the current lunchtime provision is extremely crowded and outdated, which is putting some students off using it. In total, the school is trying to raise £5,000 for the project and is asking people in the area to donate or to share the message with others who could contribute if they are unable to. Planning documents submitted with application for the dining block said meals were currently having to be wheeled on trolleys across the grounds at lunchtime.
A £1 million initiative to unlock the potential of graduates and small businesses in Norfolk is set to kick off this summer. The Gateway to Growth, Unlocking Talent in Norfolk, project aims to address problems faced by the local economy and graduates, many who want to remain in Norfolk after completing their studies but struggle to secure graduate-level employment. The three-year project represents a total investment of £1 million, including £300,000 from the Office for Students, and aims to forge stronger links between graduates and small and medium-sized enterprises through internships and skills training linked to six enterprise hubs. It expects to support at least 1,600 businesses and 750 graduates over 3 years. The UEA led the successful bid to the OFS's Challenge competition. The university's Vice-Chancellor, David Richard, said, "Bringing talented graduates and Norfolk's innovative SME businesses together is vital for our region. UEA has a significant role to play in supporting Norfolk's thriving local industries, and this project will deliver real benefits both to our graduates and to small and medium-sized enterprises in our county."
Aspiring solicitors in Norfolk will no longer have to travel out of county after the University of East Anglia, UEA, announced it will start offering training. The university has teamed up with the University of Law, or ULaw, to offer the Legal Practice Course, or LPC, the main qualifying course required to practice law in England and Wales from September 2019. Previously, students would have had to travel to Cambridge. Teaching will be classroom-based for 1 year. Polly Morgan, UEA's Deputy Head of Law, said, "We know that Norwich is somewhere that our students just don't want to leave. We're therefore very pleased to be linking up with the University of Law to enable current and prospective students, as well as those who have studied their undergraduate degree at another university, to undertake the LPC.